One college that's making diversity in tech a reality.
It's not about women versus men. It's not about VCs versus feminists. The places we're going to be successful is when we are able to bring people together.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Women and people of color are dramatically underrepresented in the tech industry. Silicon Valley has had wave after wave of sexual harassment scandals just in recent months. Maria Clave is one who is trying to change the ratio. She's a computer scientist and the first woman president of Harvey Mudd College. That's a liberal arts school in Southern California focused on engineering, science, and math. And while only 18% of computer science graduates nationwide are women, half of Harvey Mudd's grads are. Part of the reason is a deliberate attempt to market classes more broadly.
If I tell you that this particular course is about learning to program in Java, well, you might find that really interesting or not. But if I tell you that this course is about creative problem solving in teams and it happens to use computational approaches with Python, it's a lot more likely that many people will be interested in that. So if you're putting those components of what's going to happen in this course first, then you're more likely to start more students off feeling enthusiastic.
Yeah. So when you hear people say, you know, there's a pipeline problem or girls are not as interested in math or computer programming, obviously that happened in a high profile way at Google earlier in the summer. Do you think to yourself, no, this comes down to, you know, the way that classes are taught and or job descriptions in the real world, that analysis is based on incomplete data?
I think that analysis is based on not incomplete, but just incorrect data. There's just tons of research that shows that women and men do as well in math. But in addition to how we teach, there's also what the workplace is like. So we know that the reason that women are twice as, and people of color, are twice as likely to leave tech jobs within the first 7 to 10 years as white men is not because they didn't like the work, but because they felt they weren't getting the level of credit, recognition, and opportunities for promotion. We have to make sure that we demystify the path to success.
This has not been a perfect journey for Harvey Mudd. Last year on campus was marked by protests over support for students of color. Here's Clave again.
There's just no question. Just because we have grown up serving mostly white male students, there will be parts of our traditions, our habits, that feel much more comfortable for a white male than for a person of color or a female. And so we're busy working on those things. So, of course, we're entering this new academic year trying to have paid a lot of attention to the things that we think were the causers of stress. So we're doing a review of our core curriculum that will seriously involve input from our current students and our alumni. We have put in place additional mental health resources, you know, really trying to help a community of people who suffered a lot in the last semester. So I'm optimistic, but I have no doubt we're going to face challenges.
And then as people go into the work world, you know, you became known for a moment in 2014 where you were in conversation with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. He said that women should not necessarily ask for a raise. And you immediately jumped in and said you disagreed with him. I mean, how much of functioning as a successful woman in tech has to do with questioning the way that men think of the world and trying to change those beliefs on the spot? Has to do with advocacy, basically.
I think it's really important. I mean, I'm certainly someone who's known for being quote unquote outspoken. And, you know, I'm willing to challenge people on the spot. I don't think you can really survive as a woman in technology without being able to do that. But I think you also have to have something else in that you have to be, I think you have to be outspoken, but I think you also have to be respectful. And I think you have to try to bring people together rather than polarize them. And that's, I'm really good at polarizing people. So it's not about women versus men. It's not about VCs versus feminists. It's not about any of these things. It's about we're a society that's going through change and lots of challenges. The places we're going to be successful is when we are able to bring people together. And sometimes like last semester at Harvey Mudd College. You're going to work as hard as you possibly can. It's going to feel like you're not making any progress at the time. But I think we're in a better position to be able to actually make the changes we need to make.
That was Maria Clave, president of Harvey Mudd College. Graduates of that school, by the way, according to payscale.com, are just about the highest earners out there. They outperform grads from Princeton, Harvard, and even Stanford. That's probably related to the fact that about 85% of its degrees are in STEM, science, technology, and math. Obviously, not everyone can afford Harvey Mudd's $70,000 plus yearly tuition. As it happens, though, President Trump just created $200 million a year in grants for technology education among women and people of color. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos will have to determine what organizations get the federal funds. But it is widely acknowledged that STEM jobs not only pay better than other jobs in our economy right now, there is also a huge surplus of those jobs and not enough people to fill them. So while some men in tech have recently felt emboldened to complain about women and minorities stealing their jobs, the fact is that once everyone has an equal opportunity to have a tech job, there should be plenty to go around. If you'd like to hear my entire conversation with Maria Clave, we've got her in the source code over at marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.